Yeah, obviously we're looking forward to it. You know, probably personnel wise, we could be in better nick. But as regards, you know, it's great to be chatting here about playing Derry City. We haven't played them in the league in a couple of years since we're in the Premier Division. It's great that we're the opportunity to play them again. Obviously, it'll be a very difficult game for us on the basis that they are fourth in the table for a reason. We're bottom of the table for a reason at the moment, and we'd need a hell of a lot to go our way and circumstances maybe to even it out somewhat. But it's great, as I said, that we're here chatting about playing Derry City.
The team got their first win of the season on Monday night, albeit in the EA Sports Cup. Will that lift morale this week?
Well, it has to. I mean, yeah, as you said, would we have swapped it for a point in a league game? Yeah, we certainly would. But better winning that game than obviously losing it, to put it that way to you. I think it will give them confidence and belief that we haven't been far away, but we've been a distance away regardless. You know, if we played well in a couple of games like Shamrock Rovers, if you like, and Cork, and yet we still fell short, albeit with an odd goal in each. We haven't played well away from home, albeit down to 10 men on Friday in Waterford. It's impossible to judge what way that game would have panned out. It ended 4-0, and that's the hard fact about it. But you know, Derry are going well, and to be fair, you know, they have a good mixture of legs, experience, and a lot of quality. And to be fair to Declan, he's put together a management team that's very, very strong, as well as a playing staff that are very, very strong as well.
On Monday night, you threw in Stephen Doherty and Michael Gallagher, two young lads, two young local lads. Could we see a couple of young fellas feature this Friday night?
Possibly, yeah. You know, Liam Walsh came on and did well also, that you didn't mention. We're, you know, they played on Monday night for a reason. It wasn't that we were, you know, they did well and merited going into that team. It wasn't that we just plucked them out of thin air and saying you go and give a, you know, a young fella a chance. All three have trained very well, and the two that are with the under 19 side have watched them in a couple of games, and indeed an Ulster Senior League game, and they merited getting game time on Monday. And we put out a side that we felt could win that game, and thankfully it did. Although, you know, you're going from Monday night in front of 300 people in a League Cup game against Sligo to playing hopefully in front of 3,000 people on Friday night against a Derry City side who are flying at the moment.
Where do you see the main threats coming from, Derry?
You can name it anywhere. Like, you know, obviously Barry McNamee, that we know very, very well. You go and, you know, if you try and deal with Barry McNamee, someone else will pop up. The likes of young Parkhouse is an absolute handful. You know, the middle three, and Greg Sloggett and Kieran Harkin, along with Barry, are a stronger three, as in are in the division. And you know, they're wide players, Owen Stokes, they're a hell of a lot of match winners out there, like, you know. And you know, set pieces, they're very, very strong, and physically as well as football wise, they're a proper side, and they're in a good place at the moment there. And I think it'll take a serious turn of events to go our way for us again. And then over,
we see the flags blowing outside the Radisson here. It's been a cold week. It's a northwest derby. Does all that level it out this week?
We need something to level it out. But you know, if you're telling me that the likes of the aforementioned names of Derry City aren't going to battle, you know, that we play them in a pre-season friendly and the game is over after half an hour, they wipe us aside. Footballing wise as well as physically, you know, and I don't think that's going to level too much. I think we need to play well to try and bridge the gap, and then maybe not playing as well as what they have been playing to try and even things up, to put it that way. Look, if you're a betting man, Derry City are fourth on the table, we're bottom of the table without a win, and the way Derry are going at the moment, and we watched them last night even with only three or four of their starting team, and even the lads that came in for them, they're serious players as well, and they're in a good place without doubt. And I think they'll be right up there at the end of the season. We're just hoping on Friday that we can maybe slow down their run to get to the top four, to put it that way too.